You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Woman Podcast,
we talk about a badass noodle biker thief, some happy canister pineapples that someone made in arts and crafts, knockoffs from China are not quite the same, and blue streak of a parrot romances a brigade.
All that and more on episode 127 of the Woman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cass.
Mr. Rob Cass.
It is I.
What's going on, man?
Not too much. Nearing the end of summer.
Is it? Really?
Well, it's...
If it was the end of summer, then our big fair called the CNE, Canadian National Exhibit, would be going on right now. And, oh, shit, it is.
It is, yes. Did you go?
I have been, and in fact, I actually, the viewers won't see this because it's audio, obviously.
Yes, the audio viewers.
I bought me one of these things.
What'd you buy? Oh, a cowgirl hat.
Well, yeah. A
cow person.
I usually, a cow person. Shut the fuck up. A cow person is somebody who's mated with a cow.
Right.
And created some sort of new third entity. All right.
Okay.
That's a cow person.
Right, right. Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah, I got me a big old white range hat.
Yep.
And those will know it as a cowboy hat, but it's the white one. It's not a dressy one. It's a range hat. And I already have a black one I got a few years ago. And when I make my YouTube videos, I'm just going to wear the white hat for good news and the black hat for bad news, man.
Oh, well, I hope to see plenty of white. Wait a second.
Yes.
That's horrible.
We just crossed the line, I think.
Jeez.
HR? HR? Nobody knows.
Okay. Well, that's like the...
Just wait for the outrage, Rob. That's how the internet works.
Yep. I was doing a renovation at a school today, and the school was built in 1959. And above the fountains, they have signs that say hydration station. And one guy's like, oh, I wonder what they had there before. I'm like,
are welcome.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty horrible.
We don't want to get into that.
We don't want to get it.
Good God, no.
Oh, the things you find in restorations. Anyway, moving on.
Ah, the racist past.
Jeez. So what's new this week? There's not too much new going on. We got to jump into the show real quick. Again, we're trying to squeeze it in because until, I think, September rolls around next week, then our schedules can start to sync up.
Yeah. You know, based on the phase of the moon, that's how it works, right?
I don't know.
I think that's just for the ladies.
I think so, yes. Yeah, so we got big things coming up. Oh, we have our fantasy draft next week. Of course, I'm sure there's tons of people that are listening to us and who have been listening to us for a couple of years now. Thank you very much. They're going, oh, fuck, is this thing going to start again? Like, nobody but you two care and maybe six other people, and they happen to be in the league. And even then, don't really care.
Yeah, it depends on the year. Sometimes it's five, sometimes it's four.
Yeah, exactly. So we're an 8-team league, and it's all pretty much in my family, and of course Roman. And you mean it's one of those, and we have a huge cup that gets passed around every year. And
it's a cup.
CUP. Yes. it's like the diameter of the cup is like 13 and a half inches. Like, it's a legitimate trophy, and this is our 15.
That is a big cup.
Yes, it is a big cup. You've had it at your house for a year.
I have never touched a big cup like that in my life.
Never, no. But you were. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, this is our.
Speaking of giant dicks, I was at the gym today. Just to get off topic real quick.
Yes.
Well, I'm just kind of touching on that, not touching it. Anyways, moving on. Yeah. So I was at the gym today, and I was talking to my trainer, and we're just talking shit. And then he's like, so it's like, everything's going well? I said, yeah. I said, I'm just, I try to avoid specific things, I can have a little bit, a little treat sometime, but yeah. I try to wait. As I'm a self-professed, and you've also diagnosed me as a pure sugar addict.
Yes.
You know, so that is, people are addicted to pills and booze and all kinds of shit. Mine is my addiction to sugar. So now that it's broken, I try to stay away from it. I don't want to add too much into
daily
life. So, you know, my younger brother was like, well, just have some dark chocolate. I'm like, 70%. This is good for you.
No.
It is still sugar. It's just best to keep it out my mouth. And it's like prison. You know, when a big dick comes along and is flapping around your mouth, you want to keep it out your mouth.
Yeah.
I said, then I made this, and of course the trainer's laughing, and I made the statement. I said, God damn it, that's what it is. Sugar is the prison dicks of the world.
Yeah, of course.
You just want to just slap you on the lips. You're like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but and also, too, so like, many
bitch,
people.
You know you want in.
I've dealt with people very, very close to me with a lot of issues, you know what I mean? And we've all done it. Hey, I'm a former smoker, you know what I mean? Like, we've all kicked stuff or had to deal with personal demons or whatever. And it just, oh, well, you know, I need to treat myself. No, you know what? Like, no. Like it's like with me, it's like, oh, like, if we have a buddy that's getting married and someone's passing around cigars, I have to say no. Because if I smoke a cigar on a Friday night, I'll have a pack of smokes in my pocket Monday morning because I am addicted to nicotine. Nicotine is a wonderful flavor in life, but I abused it and I can no longer have it. But thankfully, life has a lot of flavors. So that's my thing. I'm with nicotine. I'm a lot like an alcoholic. I can't have one anymore. I can't. So
especially for food, right? When they say, well, I'm going to give myself a little reward. Okay, that's fine. You know, but when you say the word, I'm going to give myself a little treat. And they look at you, and you know, especially me being such a big guy, they kind of look at you and they're like, look, if we had to take stock of the amount of treats you've probably had in your life.
You've abused it.
Yeah. Your quota has been blown out.
Yep, exactly.
And in fact, you've exceeded your quota and the entire state of Illinois.
Well, that's just it. Like, you don't see somebody like getting off heroin saying, oh, I'm going to, you know what? I went a month without heroin. I'm going to treat myself. I worked hard.
Just a little weekend. Cocaine.
I'm just going to have a little cocaine. Just a little bump. I'm just going to do a little key bump. I'm going to jam my key into that bag and I'm just gonna give it a anyway.
Don't worry, and I won't do it off some keys like a crazy maniac. I'll do it off a set of tits like a normal person,
like a human being.
Yeah, and you'll be like, no, God, stay away from drugs. Well, don't worry, it's gonna be off Daryl's tits, so it's like, it's not like really doing it off
tits,
it's
not like,
right?
Real tits. It's tits,
and we call him tits, but yeah, I mean, it's not the same thing, right?
Exactly.
And your friend's like, oh my God, just stay off the fucking drugs. That's what it's like being overweight and people tell you to stay off sugar, because you can justify it a million different ways.
Well,
right?
And also too, we've been over this before, and not to get on a huge rant about it, if you quit smoking,
you know, every time we say that and then we go on a big rant.
Yes, but it's the prelude. If you quit smoking, you don't touch cigarettes and you try not to go in a convenience store, and when I quit smoking, I had to quit drinking for a year. Not that I'm an alcoholic or
no,
you know,
they're associated.
But if I had a social drink, I wanted a cigarette. So I knew I had to stop one that went with the other. Now I can happily have a beer. It doesn't matter. I don't crave cigarettes anymore. But
I went through the same thing when I decided that I was going to stop having anal sex with women.
Yes.
Right. It was my addiction to donkey punching him in the back of the head.
Yes.
And so, but if you stop one, you have to stop the other.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't do the donkey punch without eating anal.
That's such a fucking horrible statement to make.
Yes.
I'm just kidding, people.
He's not. Grow up, people. Fuck. We all have our shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all got our kinks.
I poke off men's tits. That's what I do, you fucking assholes. I would never abuse a woman.
Yes. Anyway, back to my point. If you quit drinking, you don't drink alcohol. If you quit smoking, you don't smoke cigarettes. If you quit cocaine, you just don't
drink
cocaine.
What about Zima? Can you drink a Zima?
No, you can't. And see, that's the point.
Never mind, you can.
If you're trying to quit diet, you can't quit eating.
No, that's
you have
that's
to
true.
Eat still. So there's always a window of opportunity to squeeze in calories or squeeze in treats, and it's like it's such a hard. You mean it's almost you have to flip that switch. It's like, am I treating myself or am I fueling myself?
I don't think there's another one. I'm pretty sure this is the only addiction where you have to keep doing it every day. Like, nobody's addicted to oxygen. But you know what I mean? So you can keep breathing.
Well, I guess we are, kind of. We can't live without it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, in the sense that, you know, like, I need the pure stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, you're just going to have regular air, all right? Regular.
Well, yeah. It's,
you know,
it's
so, but when it comes to food, it's something, and also drinking, you drink water, but you don't need alcohol. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Water and all that. But with food, you know, it's real easy to go 3 meals a day or 6 meals a day, however you're eating, to go, well, I would make this taste a little better. And then you're off to the races.
Maple syrup. And lots of it. Anyway.
Get those goddamn tits out here, man. I need a bump.
Anyway, congratulations on getting out there and you know, really putting your mind to it. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So I know I've been teasing it for the last few weeks and saying I've been doing stuff, and that's essentially what it is that I've been trying to take care of myself, eating better, and then got a trainer, and I've had some success. And again, that is stuff we're going to talk about later when I hit larger goals, because yep. Big dude, the goal I just hit this this past weekend is a huge goal for anybody, but yep. For me, it's a drop in a bucket. So
that's just it. And we don't need. I mean, again, we've been over this before. When you start getting the congratulations, then you
I start self sabotaging because it just is like, well, I don't need to. Apparently, I'm already great.
Yes, exactly. So
I everybody's ready to kind of jump up and cheer, and I'm like, everybody, shut the fuck up. I got work to do. So yeah. There'll be no jumping and cheering until I hit like a major milestone.
And don't worry, I have scolded Roman when he posts about going to the gym on Facebook. You know my rules. Don't fucking post about it. You're supposed to go.
I post it anyways because I know it annoys Rob.
Yes.
You know, and but it
does not. I'm just letting everybody know. We're not hypocrites. It doesn't go unnoticed. It's like, oh, hey, I fed my kids today. Oh, you did? Well, you're fucking supposed to. Oh, I did a little light daily exercise today. Really? Well, anyway. So, did you got anything else going on this week? Nothing?
Oh, well, I'm not working this weekend coming up, so essentially I'm off for about a week and a half.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm getting an extra workout in, which is great, and then I'm going to be meeting up with some friends, probably go visit my brother out in his new place.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'll get out there and get some stuff done, but the most important thing is stick to the routine.
Yes.
You know, and then, you know, not go crazy.
Yeah, and don't be like, hey, I'm on vacation. Well, no.
Well, for me, I don't see it as vacation. Vacation for me is when I take 2-3 weeks off and I go to either Florida or just, you know, Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, of course.
When I get a weekend off and it gives me, because the way my schedule is, that's not really vacation for me. That's just
a string of days off.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, I hear you. I had the same thing last week. I got a bunch of stuff done there. I just, in between projects, and it's just like, it's extremely busy all week. Like, it just never ends. But anyway, nobody wants to hear about that crap. Do you got any headlines? You want to
share with good folks? Let's do this. All right. So there is a headline I didn't put it on here, but it is, if you've heard the headline where it says, you know, man arrested with like 1,000 penises embalmed or whatever.
Right.
That was a story that came out. Okay. So for those who are wondering if I'm going to do that story, that's a fake story.
Right.
It's not a real story. So if you've read it and you're like, oh my God, this monster, it's not real. So right. We're not going to talk about that story. I just want to put it out there that not real, fake mm-hmm. story. Okay. So hungry thief wanted after nearly $100,000 worth of ramen noodles stolen.
What? 100 grand worth of ramen noodles? Like, can't you get like a case for like $2?
Well, that's just it. I think they sell, I think they said it sells something for like 29 cents each at Target.com.
Right.
And they went in and they stole $100,000 worth in a trailer. Like, you know how many ramen noodles that is?
Like, yeah, that's like over $350,000. Boxes or ramen noodles each. You mean a rough guesstimate? Anyway, I don't have a calculator. <Pretty on me.
laughs> Yeah, that's so. Anyways, somebody really wanted some, I guess, some noodles.
Yes.
And this was in Georgia, where they discovered that they had shown a tractor trailer with $100,000 worth of ramen noodles.
Oh, well, I assumed it was a tractor trailer heist, just because you wouldn't go in the store and like put them in your coat.
Right, and this is it was a 53-foot trailer parked at a Chevron gas station on the Georgia interstate. I guess it happened, between July 25th and August 1st, so it must have been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They said that the trailer had been secured at the time, and the owner of the trailer estimates $98,000 worth of ramen was on board.
Oh, wow.
What do you do with that much fucking ramen? I guess you invite your friends over for lunch or your college buddies.
Well, that's a lot of sodium, too. Like, you got to watch yourself. We just finished talking about this nutrition stuff there. You got it. That's pretty salty.
I got some of those ramen noodles.
Ramen
noodles. Those are ramen noodles, you fucking
Deborah.
Oh, it was the wrong kind. I think we got to return it. You fucking do your Ray Romano.
Neither of us have large noses, so we can't pull that off.
That's right. So they never found the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that a whole bunch of break-ins have been happening at the time. In addition to the Ramen Heights, police are investigating a string of thefts, including 5 car break-ins, 1 stolen motorcycle, and no arrests. So some dudes, you know, got a whole bunch of stolen CDs from a car, riding his motorbike, eating his ramen. So
yeah, hey, well, fuck right on. Like, if it was 1985 or 92, it'd be awesome. But you're not.
I bet it wasn't that fucking, you see that spicy ramen noodle challenge they're doing on the
tube? No, I haven't.
Oh, it's called fiery noodles or something like that.
Okay.
It's Korean, and the Koreans like spice, you know, Korean spice. And it is so insanely hot, and it stains your mouth like red.
Right.
It is so brutally hot that some people can't finish the challenge. Some people just lap it up. They just love the heat, but it's insane. So it would have been great if it would have been a whole trailer of that stuff, because that dude would have been like, his ass would have been on fire for months.
Yeah, just look here. Look for the guy with a bleeding arsehole.
Just, hopefully he can stop. I don't know what's happening. You can't tell that if he just fire going in, fire's going to come out. You got hot steaks all day and you can't figure out what's going on.
He can't. Well, sir, I feel bad. I feel bad for the theft. Obviously, there'll be a lot of college and university students going without this weekend.
Well, I mean, it's ramen noodles. It's probably made in China.
Yeah, but still, yeah, you so, mean, it was, it's a, mean, it's a it's a it's a staple. Yeah, I'm sure.
Considering the labor practices, I think it'll be they'll make it up in about on their lunch hour.
Yes,
I am. I'm just kidding. They don't have a lunch hour.
Yeah, that's right. Come on. Yeah, we haven't quite cracked that market yet on our downloads everywhere else on the planet. But
once in a while. But
isn't that the joke though? You can there's authors, they write books and they're like, yeah, I sell, like, you mean I sold thousands in England, I sold 50,000 in Germany, and I sold 1 in China, and it just gets copied over and over again. So your downloads kind of do the same thing. They fall into this abyss.
Yeah, that's right. They only need the one.
Awesome. Actually, I wanted to bring up, I found a story this morning. Not that I was doing any research, but there is this Asian couple desperately trying to have a child.
All right.
Couldn't. They tried for 4 years. Went to the doctors. Then they saw another doctor, and the doctor went on and they did a basic exam and everything else. Realized the wife hasn't lost her virginity yet through a pelvic exam. And they're like, what? And then also realized that she could probably have about 3 fingers in her butt easily, and put 2 and 2 together, and then realized they've been having anal sex since they got married due to the lack of sexual education. They both had no idea, apparently. I don't know if the husband had no idea, but you know, I'm just gonna, he's saying he didn't know. And she just figured, she told the doctor, yes, it hurt. Sex with her husband hurt, but she just wanted a baby so bad that she was willing to endure it. So after being corrected and given some literature on the correct, or, you know, the other way to have sex, they were happily got pregnant within a few months.
So the alternative method.
The alternative. Yeah, man, you got the old boring regular way, and then you got the vaginal.
Yeah, she was like, when they started doing it the right way, she was like, oh, this is much better.
Yes.
And he was like, and then he was done.
He was like,
That's what it took a couple months to have a baby. He was barely making it in.
Yeah. Or he was like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of room here. I don't know what's going on.
So anyway, so I don't usually bring the headlines, but yeah, that's something that crossed my social media today. So, yeah.
Oh, you're going to go do the nasty. And meanwhile, she's like,
we're not pregnant again. That's weird.
They're like, she's probably talking to her, like her mom and her sister going like, oh, it's so painful. And they're like, wow, she must be really tight.
That's what they say in the article. The doctor thought that she had some gynecological problem. You mean not uncommon? It can happen. But
there's a term for it called.
There was no problems. It was just.
Vaginismus or something like that. It's where it's super, super tight and you just can't. Yeah. So, but apparently, this is just a guy who had the wrong GPS map on his phone.
Yes, exactly. They had no idea. Or again, I don't know, dude. Come on.
He's like, look, I'm going to fuck her in the ass as long as I can. I'm never going to get to do this again. I'm going to convince her this is the way to have babies. And at least for the first 3 months of our marriage, I'm going to be pounding her in the ass. And I'm going to have to, you know, remember the memories for the next 20, 30 years. But fuck, am I going to drill a hole in that fucking ass?
Jesus Christ. And then... Oh boy, that's what I heard. I remember an older couple, like way back in the day, the joke was, oh yeah, when your wife gets pregnant, it's like, well, you want the kid to have both feet, don't you? Gotta do it again. It's like, what? No, it doesn't work that way. You don't add on to the kid with every sexual act after.
Yeah, it's like a reverse handbang.
Yeah, exactly. Reverse handbang. Does he have a T? No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No. Okay.
Let's move on. Yes.
Okay. How about this? Pineapples filled with 67 kilos of cocaine seized at market in Madrid.
Nice.
Yeah. So Daryl apparently works out in Madrid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's just putting all the cocaine out there.
Yep.
Yeah. Cocaine with a street value of £235,000 has been found hidden inside of fresh pineapples by Spanish police. That's 148 pounds for the rest of us.
Yes.
The haul was seized at Madrid's main wholesale fruit market. Now, this is pretty cool. What they did was they took these things and they cut them in like kind of like a Charlie Brown back of the hair or Charlie Brown.
Zigzag.
The zigzag there. They cut it and then they would core it. And then they would take pieces, like they would take the core,
right?
Cut it, put the cocaine in it, put the core back in, and then put the thing back together.
So it looks like, yeah, because if you follow the pineapple, like the little diamonds on the side.
Yeah.
So you mean like you have a natural line to follow, and actually when you glue it back together, it looked natural, like.
Yeah. Cylinders of the narcotic were neatly slotted into hollowed out fruit skins and covered in yellow wax. Oh, it was wax to look like fresh pineapple.
Yeah.
They said the wax was also used to conceal odors of chemicals, I guess, for the dogs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They used to use coffee beans and now I guess they're using wax.
Yeah. But the thing is, yeah, if you get a pineapple, it smells like coffee bean. Or if you have like a suitcase, it just smells like coffee. It's like,
hey, this pineapple smells like cocaine.
Yes.
I got a couple questions. On that statement alone, you know, like, I don't like cocaine. I just like the way it smells.
And what? all those people that don't like pineapple on their pizza, well, fuck you.
there's a pizza to go. No pizza. There's a fucking pizza up and go.
Up and go. Yeah, exactly.
Pizza. Dude, what the fuck is happening right now? Carol, God damn it.
So this is fairly ingenious, like, but. You mean? I don't know, man. Like,
well, each fruit contained 8 to 1,000 grams of cocaine.
Yeah.
There you go. So, you know, a fruit salad is different.
That's a lot. Yeah, you got to get basically a kilo of cocaine in every fucking pineapple. That's a lot. But hey, good on them. Like, I mean, and good on them for catching them. Like, that'd be hard. Like,
that's the game, man. Like, somebody's trying and somebody's trying to stop them.
Well, they're going to find a way. You know, money's too good, man. Like, it's. Did you see the markup on that stuff? I don't know if I'm not a financial analyst, but fuck me.
There's some pretty good profit there.
There's a little bit of profit, yeah. If you're going to diversify your funds, do it in cocaine. just stay away from it.
Yeah, stay away from pineapples.
Yeah, exactly. Stay away from don't diversify your funds in pineapples.
That's what the anal cavities are for, people.
Yes.
Not for pineapples. That's for Hitler and hell. The rest of us is for cocaine.
It's for cocaine, yes. All right. Yeah. Anyway, well, hey, good on them on both sides. Like, good for trying, and, pretty amazing. They actually got them, so.
Yeah. All right, so let's go with since you brought one, let's go with one last story.
Okay, yeah, I can.
All right, so we'll make this quick. Stranded parrot turns air blue, cursing out firefighters during a rescue attempt.
Okay, you said stranded parrot?
Yeah.
So am I assume that the parrot is in a building on fire, and then
he was on top of like a shed or on top of a house, and so he was stranded up there, right?
Right. Oh, like a cat in the tree type.
Right. Yeah. So they called the fire department, right? The London Fire Brigade, and they showed up, and they're like, they're like, well, you can coax him by saying, I love you. So the fireman's like, I love you. And the bear's like, I love you. Oh, great. You know, and then I love you. I love you. So then he got a little closer and he went, I love you. And he went, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And the guy's like, what? And the bird just saying, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And it just started bouncing around. He's like, he's trying to take this damn thing down. And it just started telling him off.
Right.
He's like, what did you teach this fucking bird?
Yeah, exactly. Or what is he hearing around the house? I love you. Fuck you. Like, you mean, how happy are you at home, sir?
Yes. It also said, my wife's a whore. Sir, you might need some therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's this counseling?
Where's this bird learning this behavior? It's horrible. Yeah. Jesus. Well, okay. So good on them. They rescued the bird despite his blue language.
Yeah. So they were worried that the bird was going to hurt itself because he couldn't really come down from that type of.
Of course, yeah.
It was. So and the bird itself is a macaw. Yes. So it just started. It started spewing. Spewed for profanity at her attempted rescuer, which is hilarious to me. It's like, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Fuck off.
I love you. Fuck off. My
you
kind of bird.
Piece of shit bird. God damn it.
And wow. Then the bird said, although I believe that's a woodpecker.
That is a woodpecker, yes.
But they're all peckers.
Yes, they all apparently, yeah. They're telling you to fuck off. It's like, oh, I don't know where this bird is learning this stuff. Well, good on you, sir, or ma'am, for still saving the bird. So there you have it. So I guess, yeah, we're going to have a pull off a little shorty tonight. A quickie.
If that I'm not sure what that means. Okay, more.
Well, you see, when a man and a woman love each other very much, or there's an exchange of funds. Awesome. You know what? Yeah. Again, folks, we're getting our bearings here, and we're going to be back at our regular scheduled programming after everybody's all back to work at school and the rhythms are all back at her. So, but until then, I got to take care of a little bit of housekeeping. Remember, if you want to follow the show, go to at Roman Podcast on Twitter or the same name, Roman Podcast on Instagram. You can find us there, and you can find myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And of course, you can find Roman. He's Roman Citizens on everything. That's Twitter, that's Instagram, that's Grindr, that's Tinder, that's Snapchat.
I've removed myself from OkCupid.
Okay, Cupid.
The ladies are just being overwhelming, so
I can well imagine. And also too, a common courtesy, if you're gonna follow us and then you like wait for us to follow you back, which we always do, and then if you're gonna drop us right away to try to make your numbers look a little better, all you people can go fuck yourself. Because you're wasting my fucking time. Like, we see you, and we know. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna maybe make a graphic of some sort, where it's like basically shaming the person, and then when they follow you, and then you follow them back, and then when they drop you and they stop following you, so that way their Twitter or Instagram numbers look lopsided. It's like, oh my god, this person has 100,000 followers and only three people, and he only follows three people. You know, we've talked about this before. It's a way.
Yeah, I don't think you understand the new generation. The word shame doesn't exist anymore.
Well, yeah. Either way, if you're doing that and that's what you're doing, can you think you're a star or a celebrity? Because you're a fucking idiot. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now. So either way, just don't do it. You know what I mean? But either, hey, if you want to follow us and we follow back everybody. And but we know we're on top of the non followers or the fake followers. Anyway, where was I? Oh, we got to go over our website, romanpodcast.com. You can see the networks are on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangible Network. And don't forget, we are now officially endorsed by Emotionally 14. Go to emotionally14.com. That's 14, numerical 14, not written out 14. So it's emotional 14, 14. UKCorrespondent.com and check out all the good stuff there. And that's run by our good friend and UK correspondent Rob Wade, and he'll point you in the right direction for some excellent content. And of course, do not forget our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any Tasty Nudes you'd like to send Roman, send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com and he will happily peruse your Tasty Nudes. But if you have any Tasteful Nudes, send them care Rob, same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com, and I'll happily peruse your Tasteful Nudes. And of course, last but not least, our review reach around. If you'd like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. We call that the review reach around.
That's right. That's a 5-star stick a bunch of cocaine in your pineapple reach
around. Awesome. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.